Welcome to the RHSV Podcast Walks. This is the second of a series of podcast walks designed to provide information about sites in the western section of the CBD and West Melbourne. This walk begins at the entrance to the headquarters of the Royal Historical Society of Victoria at 239 Beckett Street, Melbourne, and then continues along Law Street to explore the area bordered by La Trobe, Elizabeth, Lonsdale and William Streets. The walk is divided into segments with information provided about each site plus directions for locating the next site on the walk. When you hear this sound, use the turn off or pause button on the media player to stop or pause the podcast. Restart the player when you reach the next site. During the walk, roads will need to be crossed. Every endeavour has been made to indicate places to cross roads at the safest crossing points, but each individual is responsible for their safety during the walk. First, some general information on the naming of the major streets encountered during the walk. On a visit to the colony in 1837, Governor Richard Bourke named the main streets in the central grid of Melbourne. Elizabeth Street was possibly named after Governor Bourke's wife, Elizabeth, who had died in Parramatta in 1832, though there were also suggestions that he may have named the street after one of his daughters, with another possibility being that the street was named after Queen Elizabeth I. Lonsdale Street was named after Captain William Lonsdale, who was Port Phillip Magistrate from 1836 to 1839. William Street was named after King William IV, while Queen Street was named after King William's wife, Queen Adelaide. In 1839, La Trobe Street was named after Charles Joseph La Trobe, Superintendent of Port Phillip from 1839 to 1850, then Lieutenant Governor of the Colony of Victoria from 1851 to 1854. Some years later, Beckett Street was named for Sir William Beckett, the first Chief Justice of Victoria from 1852 to 1857. Many of the sites visited during this walk relate to themes of communication, including telegraph, newspapers and radio broadcasting, government buildings and churches. The combination of sites mentioned in the walk provides a snapshot of life in West Melbourne during the 19th and 20th centuries. We hope that you enjoy exploring this part of Melbourne. The walk begins at the red and cream brick Art Deco style building on the corner of William Street and Beckett Street, the site of the former Army Medical Drill Hall, built in 1939. This site was continually occupied by the Army from 1866 to 1988. The small weatherboard West Melbourne Orderly Room and the adjoining Drill Hall, originally on the site, were used by colonial volunteer forces. In 1900, a contract was signed for the construction of new weatherboard quarters at the eastern end of the site. These buildings were demolished for the construction of the present building, which was added to Heritage Victoria's Historic Buildings Register in 1990 as being of statewide architectural and historical significance. Since August 1999, the western end of the building has been used as the premises of the Royal Historical Society of Victoria to house the Society's library, images and manuscript collections, and as a space for exhibitions and lectures. Members of the public are welcome to visit between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday to Friday. Maps of this area in 1895 show that rows of terraced houses were built on the other side of Beckett Street and continued around the corner into William Street. To reach the next site on the walk, continue along Beckett Street towards Queen Street until reaching the end of the former Drill Hall building and then turn right into Will Street, stopping at the building next to the former Drill Hall. Will Street was formed around 1869 and was possibly named in honour of William John Wills, who partnered Robert O'Hara Burke on the ill-fated expedition in 1860. At number 26 Will Street you will find a building that served as a former telegraph exchange. Australia's first telephone exchange opened in Melbourne in 1880. In 1884, the Victorian Telephone Exchange Company transferred its operations into a building constructed specifically for the telegraph in Will Street. The original building has two stories, with large openings at the front, allowing connecting telegraph cables to exit and run along William Street past the Victorian Market site and onto Williamstown. The third story was added later. In 1887, the Victorian colonial government bought out the private company that had introduced telegraphy to Victoria. Photographs of the interior of the Exchange Building show rows of mainly women operators transferring calls in the main switch room. The demand for telephone services increased rapidly, requiring telegraphic services in 1910 to be moved to a larger exchange in Lonsdale Street. The former Telegraph Exchange Building in Will Street has now been converted into luxury dwellings. Continue along Will Street to the La Trobe Street corner. On the corner of Will Street and La Trobe Street is the site of the former Crown Land Office. Completed in 1857, this two-storey stuccoed stone building was reported in an article in the Argus newspaper to resemble one of those solidly respectable family museums in which London merchants used to bury themselves in the reign of Queen Anne. Land in the colonies initially belonged to the Crown, and the early New South Wales governors had power to grant land. Selling land by auction did not begin until 1831. The first land sale in the Port Phillip district was on the 1st of June 1837, when blocks of land in the Melbourne grid were sold. The first country land was sold on the 12th of September 1838. Early colonisation of Victoria was largely by landowners from Tasmania and New South Wales, requiring additional land for sheep and cattle. By the 1860s, squatters occupied large sections of the land for which they paid a licence fee. In Victoria, by 1859, £750,000 had been collected from the sale of Crown land and £260,000 from occupational licences and stock assessments. After the gold rush of the 1850s resulted in huge population increases in the colony, laws were introduced to open up the land to smaller landowners known as selectors. From 1861, selectors were able to take up land on terms of deferred payment. Between 1860 and 1884, five successive acts enlarged and accelerated the selection of land for small-scale settlement. The Crown Lands Office closed in 1877 when the new Titles Office was opened in Queen Street. Cross Will Street and stop at the building on the corner at number 402 La Trobe Street, once the site of the Truth newspaper building. The building at number 402 La Trobe Street once housed the Truth newspaper. There have been two Truth newspapers in Melbourne. The first newspaper, named Truth, was briefly published in 1884 as a satirical weekly newspaper. The Melbourne Truth, the Victorian edition of the Sydney Truth, was published in Melbourne from the 12th of July 1902 until the newspaper folded on the 15th of May 1993. This publication frequently relied on scandal, stories often based on divorce proceedings and other stories from the courts, yet it also broke a number of major serious news stories, including reports on police corruption, the effect of Agent Orange on Vietnam veterans, and the A-bomb test at Maralinga. A trademark feature of Truth was the page 3 girl. Proceed further down La Trobe Street until reaching the building at 380 La Trobe Street, the former site of the broadcasting studio for 3AW. 3AW for many years had their studios at 382 La Trobe Street. The radio station began operating on the 22nd of February 1932. The other radio stations at the time were 3LO and 3AR, plus 3DB, 3UZ and 3KZ. As it was financed by advertising instead of from revenue raised by radio licence fees, 3AW was a B-class radio station. The original licence for the radio station was awarded to Vogue Broadcasting Company Proprietary Limited, with the original shareholders in the company being Allen & Company, The Age and J.C. Williamsons. The naming of the station was taken from the initials of these companies. Initially, the station had a studio at what was then His Majesty's Theatre, before moving to a building next to the Comedy Theatre, then to Russell's Place, and finally in 1936 to a new home at 382 La Trobe Street. The existing building on the site was rebuilt in Art Deco style by theatre architect Charles Hollingshed. Not surprisingly, with the station's connection with the theatre, radio plays formed an important part of programming for many years, as well as concerts and other live entertainments. Sports reports were also featured, as well as programs for children. There have been a number of changes in station ownership, and over the years, changes in programming and personalities, but 3AW continues as a major radio station in Melbourne. 3AW broadcast from La Trobe Street Studios until the early 1990s, when operations were moved to 43 Bank Street, South Melbourne. In 2010, the radio station moved to the Docklands. The La Trobe Studios were demolished after the radio station relocated to South Melbourne. One can but wonder what happened to the ghost that some night shift staff at times reported appearing in the La Trobe Street building. Continuing in La Trobe Street, cross Queen Street and then stop to look across La Trobe Street to observe the Celtic Club building. The Celtic Club is located at 316 to 320 Queen Street on the corner of La Trobe Street. An Irish club was established in Melbourne in 1887 as a Celtic Home Rule Club. Political tensions in Ireland impacted upon the membership in the early years, causing divisions and resulting in the reforming of the club as a Celtic Club in May 1891. Club members raised funds supporting the Free Ireland movement and were involved in St Patrick's Day marches in Melbourne. Political activity was a major focus for many years, especially in the first half of the 20th century. But the club has evolved into a social club providing activities for those of Celtic, that is Scots, Welsh, but primarily Irish, descent. After many changes of location, the club took over the premises of Monaghan's New Union Club Hotel on the Queen Street and La Trobe Street corner in 1959. Hotels were often located on corner blocks. An earlier hotel located on the site was the West Burke Club Hotel. Further down La Trobe Street at number 320 is the Welsh Calvinist Methodist Church. The Welsh Calvinist Methodist Church is located at 320 La Trobe Street. The first Welsh services were held in Melbourne during the Gold Rush in 1852. Initially a chapel was built on the site to be replaced by the present church building in 1871. The Gothic Revival style building designed by Charles Webb is constructed from stone rubble with a rendered finish. The central door and window are flanked by two narrow turrets. A special feature inside the church is the raked floor. Services are still regularly held at the church, including some in the Welsh language. From 1896 to 1899, the Queen Victoria Hospital for Women and Children operated an outpatient dispensary on Monday mornings in the church hall. The clinic was operated by three sisters, Doctors Constance, Mary and Clara Stone. Continue along La Trobe Street to the Little Street corner. The Argus Building site on the corner of La Trobe Street and Elizabeth Street was previously the site of St John's Anglican Church and School. The church was located at 292 La Trobe Street. A row of small shops in Elizabeth Street ran along the side of the church property. During the 1851 Gold Rush, the population of Melbourne increased rapidly. In 1850, the recorded population for Melbourne was 23,000 people. By 1854, the population had increased to 80,000, and by 1860, 140,000 people lived in the city. There were two Anglican churches in Melbourne in 1850, St James Church near the corner of William Street and Little Collins Street, and St Peter's Church at Eastern Hill. St Paul's Church was built in 1852, while St John's Church held its first services in June 1854, and was officially opened in 1855. The Norman-style building could hold up to 800 people. The surrounding parish of St John's consisted primarily of people from the working class, mainly living in what became slums, with many families crowded into tenement houses erected in Little Lonsdale and Little Bourke Streets. As well as the church, a school and parish hall were located on the site. Initially, through the work of the Missions of Streets and Lanes, St John's Church became actively involved in social work in the area. In 1912, a mission zone was proposed for Melbourne to encompass the former parishes of St James and St John, and in 1919, the Mission of St James and St John were formally constituted. St John's Church was sold in 1924, but the parish hall remained on the site until the 1950s, with the Mission of St James and St John initially operating from this location. The money from the sale of the church was used to further the work of the mission. The work of the Mission of St James and St John eventually extended to areas outside the immediate city area, and since 1997, with other Anglican social welfare groups, is now functioning as Anglicare. The present building on the corner of La Trobe Street and Elizabeth Street is the Argus Building, with the street address being 365 Elizabeth Street. The Argus commenced publication on the 2nd of June 1846 and continued publication until the final issue on the 19th of January 1957. A morning newspaper, the Argus Editorial, tended to express the conservative view, and the newspaper was respected not only for its lead stories, but also for its coverage of finance and sport. The Argus was the first newspaper in the world to introduce colour printing in the daily printing process from 1952. The Argus newspaper was originally located at 74 Collins Street before moving to another building in Collins Street near Swanston Street. On the 1st of December 1924, the foundation stone for the new Argus building, to be built on the corner of La Trobe Street and Elizabeth Street, was laid. The six-story building was opened in 1927, and although the building was planned to incorporate a traditional clock tower, only the base of the tower was erected. Financial problems after World War II, circulation wars with the two rival papers, The Sun and The Age, plus changes to ownership, eventually resulted in the closure of the paper. While standing in front of the former Argus building in La Trobe Street, look diagonally to your right across La Trobe Street, where you will see the Duke of Kent Hotel. The Duke of Kent Hotel at 293 La Trobe Street has been located at this site on the corner of Sutherland Street and La Trobe Street since 1853. When the Argus moved to La Trobe Street, the Duke of Kent Hotel became popular with staff from the newspaper, especially in the late afternoon for the renowned Melbourne tradition of the 6 o'clock swill. After the closure of the Argus, staff reunions were often held at the hotel, including the 50th anniversary of the closure of the newspaper in 2007. To continue the walk across Elizabeth Street at the lights, turn right and cross La Trobe Street to walk along Elizabeth Street until you reach the Lonsdale Street corner. At the corner of Elizabeth Street and Lonsdale Street is St Francis Catholic Church. The entrance gates to the church are in Lonsdale Street. St Francis Church has been located on this site since 1839, when Father Patrick Gagan arrived in Melbourne and a temporary chapel was constructed from second-hand floorboards. Samuel Jackson was commissioned to design the permanent building, which was dedicated to St Francis of Assisi. The church was built between 1841 and 1845. When Bishop Gould arrived in the colony in 1848, it became the Cathedral Church for Melbourne until the nave of St Patrick's Cathedral was opened for services in the late 1860s. The Lady Chapel was built in 1857, and the sanctuary was added to the church in the 1870s. Over the years, Catholic primary schools, Catholic newspapers and the Catholic Welfare Organisation have operated from premises on or near the site. St Mary of the Cross, Mary MacKillop, was baptised at St Francis Church in 1842 and also made her first communion and was confirmed there. Her father, Alexander MacKillop, was one of the three original trustees of St Francis Church. After leaving the church, turn right and cross Elizabeth Street to continue walking on Lonsdale Street until reaching Hardware Street. This section of the walk explores some of Melbourne's streets and lanes, starting with Hardware Street, formed in the 1860s. The maze of lanes and alleys running between the major streets in the Melbourne Central Grid provide access to service the buildings facing the main streets. The lanes were not part of the Hoddle's original plan for the city, but by the 1850s there were more than 80 lanes in central Melbourne. Access to the many factories and warehouses in the city was generally provided via the lanes. Residences, pubs and stables were also to be found. These small streets have character of their own and have become an important part of our city. Hardware Street, located between Little Lonsdale Street and Latrobe Street, was probably formed around 1860. Prior to 1935, Hardware Street was known as Burns Lane and would have been named after the Robert Burns Hotel, located on the right-hand corner of Lonsdale Street and Burns Lane from the late 1840s to 1940. There was a following for the Scottish poet Robert Burns in Melbourne as the Caledonian Society arranged for a life-size figure of Burns to be erected near St Kilda Road in 1904. Funding for the project was by public subscription. The statue has since been moved to the Treasury Gardens. The present Hardware Street is a continuation of Hardware Lane North and South, located between Bourke Street and Lonsdale Street. The name Hardware comes from Hardware House, which was located in the south section of Hardware Lane. Hardware Street today contains a variety of buildings, some built in the 1880s, including a number of small restaurants and Pug Mahoney's Irish Pub. A series of dark green metal posts have been placed along the length of the street, limiting vehicle access and allowing small restaurants at the end of the street to offer outside seating. Each of the posts have a shield divided into four quarters. The first quarter contains the image of a fleece, the second quarter the image of a whale, the third quarter has the image of a bull, while the image in the fourth quarter is of a sailing ship. The first design for the Melbourne Arms, prepared in 1843, contained in the shield images of the above items representing colonial industries. The design was used on the common seal. Over the years, a number of design variations for a coat of arms were proposed. The City of Melbourne coat of arms was approved in 1940. The green posts with the shield are located in many parts of the city. At the end of Hardware Street, cross Little Lonsdale Street, then turn right and walk to Sutherland Street. Continue along Sutherland Street to Guildford Lane. Sutherland Street was formed in 1855 and was originally called Buckshead Lane, named after the Buckshead Hotel, located in the lane. In 1894, the lane was renamed Sutherland Street, possibly after the merchant Andrew Sutherland. McLean Alley, Guildford Lane and Flanagan Lane all run off of Sutherland Street. All these lanes are worth exploring. Turn right into Guildford Lane. Many of the buildings in Guildford Lane, dating from the 1880s, have been listed in the Victorian Heritage Inventory as being sites of significant heritage interest. Stables were located at number 1 to 5 and a private residence was at number 32 to 34. Other buildings in the lane were commercial properties as well as manufacturing and food processing establishments. The lane is still very much in use and pedestrians walking along the flagstone gutters need to be wary of traffic in the narrow lane. At the end of Guildford Lane, turn left into Queen Street and stop at number 300. The building at number 300 Queen Street was built in 1849 for John Thomas Smith, a publican, theatre owner, landowner and politician. Charles Lane designed the first two stories of the Georgian townhouse, while a third story designed by David Ross and outbuildings were added in 1859. An adjoining two-story building was added to the north side of the building in the 1860s. Between 1859 and 1875, Smith leased his house to the government for use as a treasury and gold office and other departments, including mines and agriculture. John Thomas Smith owned the Adelphi Hotel, Flinders Lane, in 1841, and in 1844 became licensee of St John's Tavern, Queen Street. In 1845, next to St John's Tavern, Smith built the Queen's Theatre Royal, a theatre to hold an audience of 1,200 people. Smith held a number of seats in the Victorian Parliament from 1851 to 1879 and was for a short time the Minister for Mines. He was also a councillor, including being Mayor of Melbourne seven times between 1851 and 1864. Walk along Queen Street to the Little Lonsdale Street intersection and then at the traffic lights cross Queen Street to the building at number 287 to 297. 287 to 297 Queen Street, on the corner of Queen Street and Little Lonsdale Street, is the former records office. The building was built between 1900 and 1904 and designed by the public works architect S.E. Binley. Built at a time when the city of Melbourne was aspiring to match the grandeur of European cities, this impressive building was designed in the French Second Empire style. As the building was constructed to hold official documents, particularly births, deaths and marriage records, as well as legal records and wills, a feature of the building is the strong room and the construction of the fireproof floor used throughout the building. Cross Little Lonsdale Street to the location of the former titles office at 247 to 283 Queen Street. Taking up the entire frontage from 247 to 283 Queen Street is another government building, the former titles office, designed by J.J. Clark and built in stages between 1874 and 1889. It has one of the longest public building facades in Melbourne. The strong room, designed to protect land titles from theft and fire, has stone walls and doors, iron-shuttered windows and thick brick and cement floors. Prior to the opening of the titles office in 1877, land records were stored at the Crown Lands Office in Will Street. In 2001, the titles office moved to the new premises at 570 Bourke Street. Walk to the corner of Queen Street and Lonsdale Street, then turn right into Lonsdale Street and stop outside the State Public Office Building at 436 Lonsdale Street. From outside the State Public Office Building, look across the road to locate the site of the Lonsdale Street Telephone Exchange at 447 to 457 Lonsdale Street, which from 1910 replaced the services provided by the smaller telegraph office in Will Street. Continue along Lonsdale Street, stopping near a pair of gates between two pillars next to 460 Lonsdale Street. The gate posts are all that is left of a mansion which once stood at 468 Lonsdale Street. Rostella was built in 1869 for the surgeon Sir Thomas Norton Fitzgerald. Born in Ireland in 1838, Fitzgerald travelled to Australia as a ship surgeon in 1858 and on arrival in Melbourne worked at the Melbourne Hospital. He continued working in a number of positions, including consultant surgeon at the Melbourne Hospital and three other hospitals until 1907. The three-storey building next to the Rostella gatepost was a private hospital built for Fitzgerald in the late 1880s. Rostella was a three-storey Italianate building with a tower. It was from this tower that the photographer John Noon took a series of panoramic photographs of Melbourne in 1869. The property also had a tennis court on which Fitzgerald regularly played. Fitzgerald bred horses which he raced, including a horse named Rhesus, the winner of the Victorian Grand National Hurdle in 1882. He was also surgeon to the Victorian Racing Club for many years. As an art collector, one of his paintings was Chloe by the artist Lefebvre, which is now a feature at Young and Jackson's Hotel. Sir Thomas Fitzgerald died in 1908, and Rostello was demolished in 1972. Continue along Lonsdale Street until reaching the William Street corner. The West Melbourne Presbyterian Church was built on this site on the corner of Lonsdale Street and William Street in 1865, when a temporary church was constructed. The foundation stone of the permanent church was laid in July 1866, and the bluestone Gothic style church building was opened on the 28th of April 1867. A tower was erected to roof height in 1876, and the pipe organ was dedicated in 1883. Other buildings near the site were a manse and a Sunday school hall. Gas lighting was installed in the church in 1896 to be replaced by electric lighting in October 1912. By the 1920s, the size of the congregation had decreased, and in 1930, the Assembly appointed a commission to inquire into the continuation of the West Melbourne Church. Regular services were discontinued in March 1932. In November 1932, the Assembly agreed to give the church building, organ and fittings to the Presbyterian Church at Box Hill. A final service and reunion was held on the 3rd of April 1935, prior to the dismantling of the building. St Andrew's Presbyterian Church has been established in Box Hill in 1888. As the congregation grew, there was a need for a new church, so the offer of the gift of the West Melbourne Church was accepted. The agreement was that the relocated church would be rebuilt on a smaller scale, but would retain the original features, including the carved cedar pews, panelling and fittings, the stained glass window, the organ, the church bell, and spiral stone staircase. The Box Hill Church paid the relocation and rebuilding costs. The first services in the relocated church was held in December 1935. 10 years later, this site on the corner of Lonsdale and William Street became the home of ABC Radio. Broadcast House was built in 1945 with radio stations 3LO and 3OR broadcasting from the building until the studios were transferred to South Bank in 1995. The first ABC shop in Melbourne also operated from this site. 3AR, now Radio National, began broadcasting on the 24th of January 1924. The AR in the call sign stood for Associated Radio. Later that year, 3LO, now 774, began broadcasting on the 13th of October 1924. The first broadcast was from His Majesty's Theatre and featured Dame Nellie Melba in a performance of La Boheme. The Broadcasting Company of Australia, owned by Farmer and Company, J&N Tate, Theatre Entrepreneurs, the Herald and Weekly Times, and Buckley and Nunn Departmental Store was the original owner of the station. The call sign 3LO was copied from 2LO in London. From 1928, the Australian Broadcasting Company owned 3LO, whilst 3AR became part of the National Broadcasting Service. In 1932, both of these companies merged to form the Australian Broadcasting Commission. Originally, the revenue for the operation of these radio stations was obtained from licence fees. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation came to being in 1985. Continue along William Street to the little Lonsdale Street corner. The section of little Lonsdale Street between William Street and Queen Street was also, at the end of the 19th century, known as Mint Place. The land in the area near the Little Lonsdale Street and William Street corner has had many uses. The West Melbourne Literary Institute was located on the corner of William Street and Little Lonsdale Street from 1867 to 1909, when it relocated to North Melbourne to make way for the expansion of the Queen Victoria Hospital. From 1869 to 1889, next door to the Literary Institute, the Governesses Institute and Melbourne Home was located at 485 Little Lonsdale Street. The Governesses Institute and Melbourne Home was established in Melbourne in 1863. The aim of this organisation was to provide accommodation for governesses, women shop assistants, needlewomen and servants, as well as providing a central employment registry for women. A matron was employed to supervise the home and its occupants. Women would only be admitted to the home if they arrived on a weekday. They were required to pay a week's board in advance, and no children were permitted. The Queen Victoria Hospital was the next occupant of the site from 1899 until the late 1940s, when it moved to larger premises in Lonsdale Street. The hospital was created for the care of women and children and was staffed and managed by women. The Queen Victoria Hospital for Women and Children were founded in 1896 and initially operated as an outpatient dispensary on Monday mornings at the Hall of the Welsh Church in Latrobe Street. The clinic was operated by three doctors, Constant, Mary and Clara Stone. As part of the celebrations of Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee, a shilling fund raised money to establish the new hospital, and the Governesses Institute building was purchased with money from this fund. The new hospital was opened on the 12th of July 1899. When Queen Victoria died in 1901, the name of the hospital was changed to the Queen Victoria Memorial Hospital. When the Queen Vic took over the Melbourne Hospital complex in Lonsdale Street, the vacating building was used for several years as a TB sanatorium before becoming the Peter McCallum Hospital until 1993. Crosshospital Lonsdale Street then continued along William Street until arriving at the entrance of the former Royal Mint Building. The first exhibition building in Melbourne was built on this site to stage the 1854 Melbourne Exhibition with the aim of promoting the products of Victorian industry and agriculture. The new purpose-built building, designed by architect Samuel Merritt, measured 257 feet long, 90 feet wide and 50 feet high, within a white-painted timber framework. The walls were fitted with almost 200 large windows, and the roof too was mainly of glass. The Melbourne Exhibition opened on the 17th of October 1854 by the Governor Sir Charles Hotham, lasted for 1 month. The building was used for a further exhibition in 1861 and for other public and social purposes, including the Mayor's Fancy Dress Ball on the 18th of September 1863, a Viceregal Ball in honour of Her Majesty's birthday on the 25th of June 1864, and a Grand State Ball given for His Excellency the Governor in honour of His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh on the 20th of December 1867. The first edition of the Age newspaper was printed there on the 17th of October 1854. The Temperance League of Victoria, formed in 1857, held mass rallies in the exhibition building, and the first Melbourne Dog Show in April 1864 attracted 381 entrants. In 1855, University of Melbourne lectures were held in the building while the university was being built. The exhibition building was demolished to make way for the Royal Mint building. The former Royal Mint at 280 to 318 William Street was designed by Public Works architect John James Clark. Construction of the building began in 1869, with the building opening in 1872. The restrained ornamentation of the building reflects the important but functional nature of the Mint. The complex originally contained coin production facilities, administration and residential quarters and associated structures. But all that remains now are the two-storey office building and residence, two gatehouses and the impressive brick wall. As a branch of the Royal Mint London, the Melbourne Mint initially bought gold and minted only gold sovereigns until 1916. After the Federal Constitution gave the Commonwealth sole power in the minting of coinage, the first Australian silver coins were minted in 1916. The first Australian pennies and half pennies were produced in 1927. When the Sydney Mint closed in 1926, the Melbourne Royal Mint became the only mint in Australia until it ceased operation in 1968 after the Royal Australian Mint opened in Canberra in 1965. Since 1970, the building has had a number of uses, including the Registry Office for Civil Marriages, and since 2007 has been home to the Hellenic Museum. The Royal Historical Society of Victoria used part of the building as their headquarters from 1988 to 1999. Continue to the end of the Mint Complex to cross La Trobe Street. From 1886 to 1958, the former building on the corner of William Street and La Trobe Street was owned by the Singer Sewing Machine Company as the distribution centre for Singer Sewing Machines in Melbourne. Singer's Lane, off La Trobe Street, was named after the sewing machine company. A number of small businesses operated from time to time in the strip of land between Singers and the Army Orderly Room. One of these businesses from 1884 to 1895 was Davidson's Cordial Manufacturers. The walk concludes at this point, though on weekdays between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. you might like to visit the Royal Historical Society of Victoria around the corner in a Beckett Street to view an exhibition or use the library.